So, to South America first. When Gusto Restaurant opened its doors in La Paz, Bolivia in April, a few gourmet eyebrows were raised, a high-end establishment in the poorest country in South America. But the man behind the project clearly knows what he is doing. Danish chef-turned-entrepreneur Klaus Meyer also happens to be the co-founder of Copenhagen's Noma, an eatery that ranks among the world's top gourmet destinations. Meyer is on a self-declared mission to change the world through food and has his sights set on Bolivia. Ed Stocker went to meet the people behind Gusto as they bid to make the country's cuisine the next big thing in South America after the global success of Peruvian cuisine.
The Bolivian city of La Paz towers some 3,600 meters above sea level, a stunning and baffling place to build a metropolis. Visitors tend to come for the Andean scenery. As for the food, forget it. That hasn't stopped Dane Klaus Meyer opening a restaurant here, and a trip to La Paz's Rodriguez Market with Gusto sous chef Mauricio Lopez reveals why it isn't such a mad idea after all. We pass a store selling a wonderful looking trout soup from Lake Titicaca with a minty local herb known as coa, before heading, rather breathlessly given the altitude, up the hill.
Mauricio, we're in another store now and we've got this strange fruit that I've never seen before that's kind of got a green husk. It's shaped a little bit like a banana, but just a bit straighter with this thick green husk. What is it?
Well, this is a pacay. I don't know if there's a name in English for the fruit. Yeah, it does look like a banana. And it's green and in the inside it's white, like completely white, and has really big seeds. On the top of the seeds is a fruit.
Okay, well, let's open it and give it a try.
Pacay is just one of the weird and wonderful ingredients I sample at the market. As I pass a store selling hundreds of different potatoes and root vegetables, including one known as the papalisa, a yellow spud-like vegetable dotted with shocks of pink. The chefs at Gusto love it here. Indeed, it's hard not to find inspiration in a place like La Paz with the multitude of ingredients on offer, which is why Meyer firmly believes the country has so much foodie potential. Like Noma, the food at Gusto is all sourced locally, explains head chef Camilla Seidler, a 30-year-old Dane who was working in Copenhagen until she got the call from Meyer.
Food-wise, it's 100% Bolivian products. Doesn't meaning that it's Bolivian food, because I have no idea how to make that well. There's a lot of people that does that. We choose to focus on Bolivia, to push it along, to get people here and to get people outside to appreciate all the biodiversity that's here. It's insane. Nobody will imagine before they're here. Going to Amazonas and just finding wild vanilla and coffee beans and chocolate beans, and I mean, it's insane.
The head chefs may be from Denmark and Venezuela, but emphasis is on getting the local community involved and delving into the country's diverse offerings. Saturday evening and Gusto, in an upmarket southern barrio of La Paz, is beginning to fill up. Scurrying around the kitchen are a fleet of local staff, including 22-year-old Estefania Morales. Estefania is from the satellite city of El Alto, even higher than La Paz at some 4,000 meters above sea level and where the international airport is located. She grew up in a humble family, she says, and her mother is a food vendor.
I didn't know what watercress was before and hadn't eaten amaranth. I didn't realize you could prepare a dish in such a way to make it tasty. I didn't eat trout much before. I didn't really like it. And now it's my favorite dish. There are things I never thought I'd learn that I've ended up learning here. I'm really happy and I want to keep on going.
Gusto, with its sleek interiors, low wattage exposed light bulbs and striped Andean-style cushions, wouldn't look out of place in London or New York. And with a 15-course tasting menu with alcohol pairing costing 100 euros, it's unaffordable for much of the population. But the restaurant has been set up alongside the Melting Pot Foundation, a body run with Danish NGO IBIS that aims to promote food education and improve lives for local Bolivians, including Estefania, through a school. Money from the restaurant is churned back into the scheme.
What we have here is, right now we have 22 students. In a month we have 15 more coming.
Chef Camilla again.
The idea is we take them in as students. People here like to say social project and poor children and all this. That's not the way we see it. These guys work very hard. They have a European work schedule, not because we said so, but because they want so.
I've come to try the tasting menu, and the attention to detail, like with Noma, is impressive.
I'm on course number 5, and I've just had this amazing looking dish brought to the table. Let's have a look what's in it. We have toasted white corn, and then I think there's corn puree underneath it. And on top we have little shreds of rabbit. Let's give it a taste. Mmm, that's pretty tasty.
Portions are bursting with colour and flavour, from the papalisa served with tender beets to the egg in a nest, that shredded palm hearts and alpaca charqui, Bolivia's jerky equivalent. The food is fascinating, it's like diving into a magical world of ingredients. But as good as the grub is, the alcohol is also a big hit. I'd started the evening with a sangani cocktail. The spirit, a bit like Peruvian pisco, has a fragrant kick and deserves to be better known. But it's the wine that is the biggest surprise. And 23-year-old restaurant manager and sommelier Jonas Anderson is on hand to tell me a bit more.
Bolivian wine is in some ways very similar to Argentinian wine as well, except that Bolivia is taking the concept of altitude wine to the extreme. Bolivia is producing wine in up to 3,000 meters of altitude, which is a lot higher than anywhere else in the world, and that's giving a very, very unique product. Bolivia is still, I wouldn't say far behind, but the whole logistic-wise of the Bolivian wine market have definitely been a challenge.
The challenge is that, like the food, the wine in Singani market is relatively new. I try reds from Merlot to Malbec, remarkably big and juicy, and many of which can give Argentina a run for its money. For now, Peruvian is a South American cuisine of choice on global tables, but Bolivia is proving it has the diversity to match it. With an ever-growing middle class and a new wave of chefs and entrepreneurs emerging, Meyer's Bolivian risk may just pay off. For Monaco and La Paz, I'm Ed Stockton.